Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Monday, gang, and welcome to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast. You're the first one of the week, it being Monday, unless your week starts Saturday, then of course it's the third. Who starts a week on Saturday? It's always a Monday, so I'm right. Now, we kick off things today with Chelsea beating Arsenal at the Emirates in the Premier League. So, Mikel Arteta's Gunners are pointless, literally. I know it's a tad harsh, but they are. They're on no points and no goals after two games. Would you believe it? Romelu Lukaku scored on his Chelsea debut. Goldstein, that's his second Chelsea debut. Sort of. I mean, it's his second Chelsea debut, yes, but it's his first Chelsea debut this season. Told you I was right. We'll hear from the winning boss, Thomas Tuchel, shortly. First up, it's the man with the Lego hair, Arteta.
Early days for Chelsea fans to be singing You're Going Down, perhaps, but the next Premier League trip is up to Manchester City. A daunting task for Mikel Arteta, who has more injury woes, with Martinelli and Tierney limping off.
I don't like to feel sorry about myself. It's the situation that we are missing. I think we all can see that at the moment we don't have the squad that we want, and it seems to be even more difficult day by day. We try to respond, give our best. The young players that they are playing, they are giving the maximum. Some of them is the first time, second time that they played in the Premier League, and you are playing against a top opponent, so we have to raise the level.
Boos ringing around the Emirates at half time. They started really brightly, but defensively poor again.
I think that's part of the results, but as well, I must say that I must thank the fans right from the beginning how they were with the team. Even in the second half, when things were looking difficult, I think they tried to give the players a boost and push, but it's normal. They come in here to watch the games and want the team winning.
I don't want to see it happen, but potentially, if it continues like this, they might not even finish in the top 10.
You won't finish in the top 10.
The top 10, we won't.
You won't?
You don't think us will finish in the top 10?
No.
Why are you laughing when you say that?
I'm not laughing. I'm being honest.
You got, obviously, Man City next, which is an extremely tough game. We know that. Then you're at home to Norwich. That could end up a really big game, not in terms of who's going to go down and stay up, because Arsenal are going to stay up, of course, but it's a big game in terms of confidence. You're at home. If you don't score against Norwich, if you're going there with 0 points, maybe out the cut, and you don't score against Norwich in the first 20 minutes, it's going to get very hostile.
Written, wasn't it? It's Arsenal 0, Chelsea 1. Romelu Lukaku, on his second debut for Chelsea, has put them in front.
It's a Chelsea boy, and it's our job to push him and to guide him on his way. I think he can still improve in sharpness and in decision making, can still be more confident going up front, but I hope it helps him to assist and to score today. It's very important, and at the same time he was a key player against Tierney on our right side. So well done.
Arsenal 0, Chelsea 2, and it's Reece James, and he's been fantastic in this match so far. And the ball came out to him on the right-hand side of the penalty box, and it was a gorgeous finish into the far corner.
I genuinely think, right, that Reece James is pushing Trent in terms of being the best right-back. Every time I see Reece James play, I get it. Trent, with his delivery, there's no one better than him. His delivery is not far off him, by the way.
And
defensively, he's better.
Yeah,
Reece James is better.
Yeah, I agree.
On now to Manchester United, who decided to leave Jadon Sancho and Rafael Varane on the bench and drew against Southampton at St Mary's, thanks to a Mason Greenwood scuff shot. After the match, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer spoke to the media.
It was a very extreme distance from top to bottom, from the good performance to the bad performance, because at times I thought we played some excellent football. And then one sloppy pass, one square pass, one bad touch, and they're at you like sharks because they're so sharp on counter-attacks and they're so quick. So we need to tighten up, of course.
I guess it's a reality check. Yes, United were brilliant against Leeds, and maybe some of us were getting carried away and thinking, well, they could well be title contenders, but a week later you have to remember that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is still the manager. I feared the worst when I saw the team, to be honest. Anthony Martial reinstated up front.
Don't get it.
How many more lifelines is he going to get?
If you look at the performance yesterday of Gabriel Jesus, he was brilliant in terms of his movement, the hunger to run in behind. So if there was a club that was kind of in the market for them too, I think one of them did themselves a service in Gabriel Jesus, who I thought was brilliant yesterday.
Yep.
And Anthony Martial, I don't remember him doing anything today.
Mason Greenwood has gone on record as saying he wants to play as a number nine.
He is a number nine.
Scores a goal against Leeds, has a decent game.
Fantastic goal as well.
And then suddenly gets shoved out wide again to make space for someone who simply isn't up to it. 7 goals last season, Anthony Martial.
And this was the take of the Saints manager, Ralfi Hasenhüttl.
It was important that we get something for this game, that we have the first point. I think it deserved one because we showed in the first half a very good performance. Have been in the lead, I think, with a good ball win. And then in the second half, I think we have changed the shape, and the first 10 minutes struggling a little bit, but in the end, I think we have been quite good.
Now, Dele Alli scored his first league goal since the season before last, and Harry Kane returned after his summer break. As Spurs won their second game of the season at Wolves. This was the take of Tottenham gaffer Nuno Espirito Santo, or NES to no one, after beating his old side at Molineux.
It's Dele Alli with a spot kick, and he sends Jose Sa the wrong way. And Dele Alli, well, you said, Perry, he needed to make an impact, and boy has he!
Dele Alli did a very good job. He worked very hard. He scored in the beginning of the game, and in the last minutes of the game, he was running all over the pitch. So that shows the level of fitness that he has and the belief that he has.
And Harry Kane is on the field, and as I look across to the far side where the Spurs fans are, there's some with their hands in the air, there's a lot of booing, whether that's coming from the Wolves supporters or the Spurs fans, we shall see.
He played, so he took his process, and he's getting back to his fitness, he still has to improve, and he helped the team today. We are talking one of the best players in the world, we are very, very lucky to have him.
On now to the former Arsenal winger and Perry Jerry Groves discussing Wolves' Adama Traore and why he needs to go back to basics in order to improve his end product. Ironically, a bit like Perry Groves.
Because he's explosive, he's so quick, then you've got to try and slow your brain down, you know, when you get into the 18-yard box. And if you're coaching him, and he's 28 now, isn't he, Traore, sooner or later the penny has to drop. And if he was coaching him, you'd be saying to him, just keep it to basics. When you're getting in and around on the right-hand side, just whip it across the six-yard box. And if you're 1v1, you've gone past the left-back or the centre-half, just get your shot, just make sure you hit the target. And then you gradually start building your confidence up. He gets Wolves fans on the edge of their seats, and then it's always one of them ones every single time.
Now, this is broadcaster Simon Hill on Man City's style of play after beating Norwich on game day. Hill thinks that the change in their setup suggests that Pep Guardiola's side are getting ready for Harry Kane's imminent arrival. It won't happen. Well, maybe it will. No one really knows.
The amount of crosses City put in was sort of unlike them. They're much more methodical normally in their build-up. And maybe that's because they think that Harry Kane might be coming and they're going to sort of slightly change the way they play.
Jesus, first time cross into the box and what, from 3 or 4 yards out, Raheem Sterling just slotted into the back of the net.
You know, Harry Kane would have loved some of that service yesterday. It's going to be intriguing to see how they adapt to him if indeed he ends up at the Etihad.
Now, Liverpool gaffer, Jurgen, I don't need to wear glasses anymore, Klopp, wasn't happy with Burnley's tactics after the Reds dispatched Sean Dyche's side 2-0 at Anfield on game day. The German compared the claret style to wrestling rather than football. Former Reds striker and keen WWE fan, Dean Saunders, defended Burnley's tactics on the Weekend Breakfast.
No, I agree with most things, and who am I to criticise Jurgen Klopp? He's a world-class manager. I agree with lots of things he does. I don't agree with what he said yesterday.
Whatever you do in training, you cannot prepare for that. We can play long balls, but we would never go in our own defenders, like obviously Barnes and would do that. But Burnley's way, fine, we deal with it.
In fact, while I've been watching game after game, right in the last 18 months, I've been beginning to think we are making football into a non-contact sport. We've gone too far the other way, where a slight touch a player goes over, they know they'll get a foul, and it's becoming boring to watch. So we have to have some contact. Barnes and Chris Wood, they're actual physical, old-fashioned centre-forwards. They're not leading with their elbows and elbowing people. They're not going in waist-high challenges. They're just trying to compete and use their body strength. And for years and years and years in football, there's been competitive edge to football. You can't take all the physical contact out of football. Otherwise, it's a completely different sport.
On now to Danny Kelly's gang on the Andy Goldstein Challenge Europe Express.
In the second half of what is a big derby in French football between Nice, who are at home to Marseille, the Nice supporters at one end in the south stand where the ultras are began to throw bottles at the Marseille players. This happened for a while. One was then hurled with force and hit Dimitri Payet on the neck. Now, he turned around and along with a couple of Marseille players, they threw the bottles back into the Nice section where we understand one of those bottles then hit a Nice supporter. That brought the Nice ultras down to the advertising hoardings. They then broke through the advertising hoardings and a fight broke out between, at first, the ultras and the Marseille players. The Nice players very quickly became involved as well. There was basically a melee for a good 5-10 minutes. The fans were put back in the stands, but the brawling carried on. Sampaoli, the Marseille coach, was unbelievably angry at something. They eventually got everyone down the tunnel. The trouble continued in the tunnel. The Marseille players very quickly were on social media and pictures emerged of some of the injuries they sustained during the fracas, which were pretty nasty. The game then, after 90 minutes, surprisingly, was to be restarted. The Nice players and the officials all went back out. Where the game had been suspended was a Marseille corner, and you had an extraordinary sight of a ball on the corner flag for Marseille to restart the game with no Marseille players on the pitch. They'd already had their shower and they'd made it quite clear they were not going to go back on. At that point, the referee blew for full time and the match was abandoned.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on TalkSport, where we get your podcasts from, I don't really care. Don't forget, of course, to press that subscribe button. Sit on it for all I care. In fact, some of you might. Anyway, I'm back on TalkSport tonight on the Andy Goldstein Sports Bar from 10 p.m. alongside the fun boy Jason Cundy, taking calls on Leicester away at West Ham. And then, of course, for the rest of the week, I'll be your normal drive time host. That's 4 till 7, Tuesday to Friday. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thank you for listening. Have a great day. And above all, my friends, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.